This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Over the past couple of Mishnahs, we've been discussing a case of a Kira that has feet at the bottom. And depending on the specific case, sometimes the halacha says that the area between the feet is judged the same as the area inside of the Kira itself, in terms of the possibility for Tumah transmission to happen by avir, meaning that if a Tumah source is brought within the airspace between the feet, then the Kira becomes Tameh. But the question is, Ketzer Misharno son, how do we define what is considered the area that's between the feet? So one might be tempted to simply say, draw a circle, that wherever the feet end, if they extend outwards, then they only get up to 3 etzbos. But wherever it's considered the feet, you find the outer edge of that and draw a circle around it. And if Tumah source enters the airspace anywhere within that circle, maybe the Kira becomes Tamei. But that is not the halacha. We don't draw a circle, but a triangle, meaning typically if 3 feet beneath the Kira. And so the Mishnah here will describe essentially drawing a line from 1 foot to the other, forming a triangle, and that's the avir, that's the airspace where Tumah transmission can happen. As the Mishnah says, Rabban Shimon Mingam Lilomer, here's how you figure out the avir. Nosin es hakana b'neim, take a ruler and place that between 1 foot and the other. And that's your line. And you do that, you're the same with all 3 feet. I mean, hakana v'lachutz tahar. Anywhere outside of the ruler is not considered within the avir, meaning the ruler would be placed inside of this imaginary triangle. So anywhere outside of the ruler is tahar, is not the avir. But the space that's within the edge of the ruler is included in the avir. That's considered between the feet. So that, you know, if it's a case where you have, you know, normal kind of feet which function along with the kira, if a Tumah source is brought to within that area, the kira would become tame.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.